Hi, you're listening to a show that was recorded for the 2023 WCFM Throwback. This show was recorded on March 18th, 2023. If you have any questions about the Throwback, you can contact me at admin@wcfmthrowback.com. And if you just want to put in a request or dedication for next year's Throwback, that can be put at requests@wcfmthrowback.com. Hope you enjoy the show. It is 6 o'clock in the Village Beautiful. My name is Chris Gondek, better known as Gondo, and you are listening to WCFM 91.9 in Williamstown, Massachusetts. This show is called So Your Pals Took Over WCFM the other day, and I'm wrapping this up. Let's get started.
Working 9 to 5. Come on. don't catch you. Come on and jump, well, I dare you. Come on and jump, well, I dare you.
The stains on your sweater.
Hello, my name is Jacques Cousteau. When I'm not studying the migratory habits of killer whales, I like to relax on deck with a glass of fine cognac and listen to the melodious strains of WCFM. You know, WCFM, Williamstown's only bastion of culture, plays the finest music this side of the Galapagos Islands.
I don't like hotel because fish make love in it. Sans blague.
Me turning on my microphone so you guys can hear me. But that is Cindy Greco initially doing the Laverne and Shirley theme. Then it was Lady Parts doing the Dolly Parton classic 9 to 5. That's from the show We Are Lady Parts. If you have not seen it, I cannot recommend too highly getting it. It's on NBC Universal or the Peacock or whatever app it's called right now. And it's a great show. It's about four young Muslim women who start a punk band. And I never would have thought Dolly Parton would have sounded good as punk. I think she sounds great as punk rock. After that, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts doing Love Was All Around. Those of you who are as antiquated as I know that's the theme song to the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And Joan Jett and the Blackhearts did probably the best version of it. After that, Slater Kinney, You're No Rock and Roll Fun from All Hands on the Bad One. I used to live in Portland, Oregon. I lived there for 22 years. And there are two patron saints of the town. And Kerry Brownstein, the lead guitarist for Slater Kinney, is one of them. If you must know, Damon Lillard of the Trailblazers is the other. I Dare You by The Regrets, a wonderful California pop band who I played the last time I was here in 2019, and I just think they're great. And I don't really know how popular they are because I don't know much about music, but I love what they do. Be My Baby by the Ronettes. I actually picked this one because it's somewhat well-known. Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, is obsessed with the song. He has admitted to playing it over 1,000 times, and he tried to do it on his own. And so one time it's like, yeah, you shouldn't have tried. Because Phil Spector, who obviously had his own professional issues and domestic issues with Ronnie Spector, the lead singer of this song, it's like the perfect pop song. It's absolutely amazing. You Can't Walk in Your Sleep If You Can't Sleep from the Go-Go's debut album, Beauty and the Beat, and ended with Ben Harper and Charlie Musselwhite from the Get Up album that's called She Got Kick. My name is Chris Gondick, better known as Gondo. I don't know. I have the crew from the Millennium Before the Century Before, and they want to know why I turn on Mike, too. It's because we're going to do the weather and the news, and then we'll just do a little freeform banter for a bit. Not too long, because, frankly, I'm really tired, and you guys have better things to do than listen to me kind of go on. If you're in Wavetown right now, you look out, you're seeing a big thing in the sky called the sun. It is going down in the west. Allegedly, and if I don't really want to trust this weather source, actually, it's been saying it's been 38 for like the last month. It says now it's 33 degrees, and it's a 38. Evening 32, overnight 25. It's going to get a little colder. It's March. It's like March 19th. So it's not supposed to be raining tomorrow,
March 18th.
But expect it cold. No, tomorrow's the 19th. I said tomorrow. Arithmetic is still within my basic capabilities. Now, there's been a lot of news that have been going on. People, the AP, obviously, you know, Trump and this and that. I'm going to tell you the news you really need to know, and it's pretty basic. Number one, Emmanuel Macron, the French president, said, you know what, all of you French citizens, 2 more years of working. And I don't have to worry about it. I'm going to do it. So they're going to explode in labor strikes, which they do anyway. But really, the big news here in America is there are two things going on sports-wise. There's some bizarre basketball tournament going on where some teams will win, some teams will lose, and people will be very happy. And you cannot miss it. It's on some television network right now. And it's spring training. And in this area, you're either a Boston Red Sox fan or a New York Yankee fan. And for those of us who don't live in the area, one, we don't care. And two, we're really excited to watch the Boston Red Sox, New York Yankees, and New York Mets spend god-awful amounts of money for no ring this year. Anyway, news. So how do you feel your shows went, ladies? Did you like it?
We had a great time.
Oh, my heavens. This was the best ever.
Sans blog.
Where's the apple pie?
Now we had talked about putting a webcam in here, and had we done this, you would have seen, frankly, Rebecca Mattson has some moves for a, she has the slinky spine
always.
Of a younger woman, and she was shaking and shimming, and it didn't really matter what we were playing, whether it was the stuff from their show, I might put on a Gregorian chant, and if I have the little like Facebook Live camera, I mean, it'll be, where'd you learn to dance like that, Rebecca?
You know what? It's just all about feeling the rhythm, Chris. You just have to let it flow.
Cool. All right. So, Kat, now I will admit during the last segment, last show, when we were not on the air, okay. I was very unfair toward one of the members of the DJ crew of the Millennium Before.
Mm-hmm.
So Kathy, this is your chance. I'm going to give you one. You know, is there any question you want to ask me that you want to turn into comedy gold? This is your chance.
A question to ask you.
Whatever.
You mean like how you accuse me of impersonating an officer like that? Which is not the case. I impersonated a bouncer, Chris.
Kathy,
that's different.
What did we talk about talking into live microphones?
But even it was like ticket lady.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Ticket lady, to which yes. She was accepted. You know, all I know is you either were impersonating an officer, which you deny, or you're taking bribes, which kind of admitted.
I think I need to explain the story again to you off air.
All right. So for those of you.
Grifting.
Yeah, I'm a grifter. Jeez. Is that a crime? It might be. It might be a crime, actually.
Come to Williams College. We will teach you petty larceny. So those of you that want to get the full story, you may find this hard to believe, but rumor has it the post game of this show will be held at a fine Williamstown institution known as the Purple Pub, of which one of our earlier DJs, Teddy Anagos, is going to be, and I know I butchered your name, Teddy. I'm sorry. I'm really tired.
Anagos.
Is going to be tending bar, and he's already made some threatening promises towards what he's going to do to our livers. We're not going to do it, though, because we treat our bodies like temples. Kathy, do you treat your body like a temple?
As far as you know.
That's good. I don't need to know anymore. You know, let's go back into the music. This next segment is going to be based all. Actually, this was initially going to be the first segment, but I thought, okay, the Welcome Back Hotter theme song is good by John Sebastian, so we're leading off with, but is it too obvious when you come back to one of these things? But I'm going to do it anyway. I'll let you know, it's going to be John Sebastian with doing Welcome Back, and then going to get a little hard rocking thing. We're going to go into the Georgia Peach, Little Richard, talking right. about Saturday Night.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back to that same old place that you laughed about. Well, the names have all changed since you hung around, but those dreams have remained and they've turned around. Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Who'd have thought they'd lead ya?
Got him on the spot. Welcome back. Go, go, have time, cause Saturday night, now I feel fine, I'm on a rock. tonight. Along about 10, I'll be flying high. Walk on out unto the sky. But I don't care if I spend my gold, cause tonight I'm gonna be one happy soul. I'm gonna rock it up.
Fire and a.m. I'm looking for a street that rhymes. It's 6 a.m. I'm looking for a street that rhymes. It's 6 a.m. I'm looking for a street that rhymes. 6 a.m. I'm looking for a street that rhymes.
San Francisco, San Francisco, B.C. I lived with my true love and she lived with me. Romance is the douche of the bourgeoisie was the very first thing she imparted to me. We had sarcastic hair, we used blue pseudonyms. We got a lot of stares on the street back then. Since her dad, a local barber, had been beaten to death, she had become a vocal martyr in the vegan press. The cops had failed, they couldn't catch a bus. They were looking for a male with a bad haircut and her tumbleweed. Exit love and our affair d'amour was set on self-destruct. Said, you don't make enough to provide for me. I said, what about the stuff that we quote believe? She said, I left that on the sands of history. I found a new man to take care of me. He dresses for success and emergency, and he moves a lot of concrete on the QVC. I said, killer cut. I watched him
silently putting out a cigarette butt. Then he came at me with some fist cuisine. I had to duck aside, and that was bad for Gene. Cause when he went by me, he tripped and fell through the glass coffee table at the Wong Hotel. Right there in bed, Mr. Gaines walked in with my ex-true love on his gamey limb. Killer's dad was her new beau, and the Gaines had a wife. What do you know? She got real, real quiet till we chucked the kid. Then she went her way and I went his. Old San Francisco, San Francisco, D.C.
Joy, crack a box, pop a snow. fire. They saw the Messiah, but I guess I missed him again. That brings my score to 110. The water's getting closer. Better ring up the grocer. Stack up the potatoes. Oh, Jack, are you ever coming back? Will your operatic soul turn black? Keep me turning, oh, keep me on. Keep me burning for you, son. Keep me turning, don't you leave me till the very last. Keep me turning, I'm hanging on. Stop me yearning, I'm hanging on. Keep me turning, on ahead in my backstage pass. Children are smiling, parents are whining, bow tie tying for the big day ahead real soon. Walking backwards like you're walking out. I guess the Lord's wearing glasses now. Keep me turning, wanna end in
Welcome to the Wednesday edition of Smash or Trash. My name is Downtown Whitney Merrill. I'll be rocking with you 3 to 5. We're talking club.
Downtown Whitney Merrill, what are you doing here? No. There's a ghost in here. We got to get that. No, there's no Club CFM. Club CFM is done. It's been buried. It's gone. Thank you. I don't know how Downtown Whitney Merrill's car got on here. I really don't. It's a mystery to me. I think he's haunting the studio. Anyway, this is Chris Gondek, better known as Gondo. And that last set from So Your Pals Took Over WCFM the other day started with, I think, arguably one of the all-time great TV themes, which I'm now trying. There, I scroll up. John Sebastian of the Loving Spoonfuls doing Welcome Back. That seems on to Welcome Back, Cotter. And we particularly had the Welcome Backup Singers, or the Cotettes. In, you know, they'll be talking a little bit about this, you know, joining in. So if you're wondering, you thought that was a particularly sweet remix of it, it's because we actually had a live performance going on when there. And that's the magic of college radio. After Don Sebastian, as I mentioned, the Georgia Peach, Little Richard doing Rip It Up, telling us all what we need to do on Saturday night. The Kinks, dedicated follower of fashion, that was remixed from, I think their initial thing was the Kinks Controversy back in 1966. Norma Tanga, from her album Walking My Cat Named Dog, A Street That Rhymes at 6 a.m., an incredibly cool song. From Lookout Mountain, the Silver Jews doing San Francisco, B.C., the 6-minute, 15-second song that allowed me to fill out all the paperwork I should have been doing the rest of the day, and a great story song about a love affair and a burglary that has gone wrong. Crackerbox Palace from George Harrison's 1977 album, 33 and a Third. Keep Me Turning, Pete Townsend and Ronnie Lane from the 1977 album, Rough Mix, a fantastic album. Why does this thing keep doing this? And then we wrapped it all up with Television Personalities doing the title cut from their album, I Was a Mod Before You Was a Mod. I was never a mod, but in fact, I am just a Williams College member class in 1990. We have a full house here in the studio. If the webcam was up, you would see a lot of people who are looking very bored because I'm talking, but I have on... But I have on number two because the phones lit up after we had the welcome backups during the last segment in segment one. So we brought them back because the people love them. How are you doing, ladies?
We're good.
There you go. So earlier today during the show, we had a brief discussion about Keanu Reeves, and I had to say there was a split decision on whether Keanu Reeves was considered by these three women of taste and distinction to be an attractive film star. I don't want to relitigate the whole Keanu Reeves thing because, sure, frankly,
but thumbs down from me.
So for those of you, so I guess we should. The split decision was that Rebecca Mattson Sister R. thought that Keanu Reeves might have been the cat pajamas. Sister K and Sister G disagreed with
this. No, okay.
Oh,
Sister G is on board, I'm team on. Keanu.
Okay, so Sister G is team Keanu. Yeah.
Sister K, Katrina, what do you think?
No. Okay, oh my God. Sister K, too.
Well, you guys can duke it out.
And the boys?
Brother B is like,
Brother
it's a.
B. He's a
so, Sister K, one, do you want to throw a name into the pot? Since obviously Keanu was not making
who
the
is?
You know.
Who's your hall pass?
Oh my God, my hall pass is Richard Gere. Definitely. Yep. I have a soft on for Richard Gere. Always will.
That's a hall pass you may never cash in. But we'll leave it at that. My beta brothers know because I was showing my.
Made that up. Come on.
You know what? We're going to transition back into the music because I think this discussion has maybe gotten a little out of hand. You know, we are coming up to the top of the hour, and it would be remiss. I would be remiss if I did not remind everybody out there you are listening to 91.9 WCFM in Williams College. Yeah, Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts. The Village Beautiful, the gem of the Berkshires, a big ass town that doesn't have a lot of people that live in it. There are a lot of trees, mountains.
Just the way we like it.
Yeah, cows. If you come here during the summer, you'll have many New Yorkers driving around asking, where's the theater? That was a bad accent. That was all, but yeah, they knew. Hey, I worked here in the wait a minute. I happen to know the sister K1. I think we were both here during the same summer of 1988, but we didn't really run into each other very much.
No, and Madsen and I were sweet mates, so we were all here that same summer.
I was
all
right. Here
what were you doing, Chris?
I was working in the conference office, basically toting things around.
Chris.
Yeah.
I worked in the conference office too. Oh my God! What do you mean we didn't? I was the front desk with Meg Boyle.
Okay, Meg Boyle.
Yeah. Yes.
All right.
Holy crap! I can't believe you.
I'm now.
He had face blindness then.
I'm now changing the show to.
Oh my God!
So you had a senior moment on the air. I'm going to tell a story about that summer, not about any of you, but this is a story I told my wife and she couldn't believe it. I'm going to change some names. And it's nothing. You can tell the story to your grandmother, but one of my sweet mates, a person we will call Dr. L, he had a problem that was so the summer started in obviously June, and by the early July we were noticing that we're having a moth problem in the commons room, and we were like trying to figure out where all these moths coming from. And when I talk in moths, I'm not talking like, oh, it's a little moth. We're talking moths beating their asses against the screen door, like Mothra. But it was like this swarm of moths. It's like, what the hell is going on? Well, Dr. L had mentioned that the moths seemed to be particularly fascinated with him, and we couldn't find out why until we learned in mid-July that the laboratory that Dr. L was working at during the spring semester, I'd be doing experiments on moth pheromones. Yeah. And apparently the cleaning had not gone as well as they had thought. And Dr. L had been soaking in the ambient moth pheromones and, in fact, had become a Keanu Reeves or Richard Gere, if you will, to the moth population of Williams College. Now, once this had been solved, we figured out there was a cleaning. He let himself naturally rest. And within a few weeks, he'd shed the moth pheromones. And we no longer had this cloud of moths tracking our common room. But that was my...
I live with you. How do I not know this story?
You were not there summer 88. That was before I did tell it.
Summer,
yeah. Mm-hmm. So that is my summer of 88 story. And Dr. L, if you're out there listening, and I know you're not, thank you for providing me 30 years of rich cocktail party fodder.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about the conference office, which was apparently a very meaningful and memorable experience for you.
I blocked those memories out. Perhaps with some music. Maybe we'll track down some music from the summer of 88 and things will... You know what? One last shout out. So we're doing this. During the summer of 1988, I did a show all during the summer with Fiona Smythe, who now lives in San Francisco, class of 91. And I know she's not listening to it, but we had a... You know what? I'm going to put on a song later on that's one of Fiona's favorite songs. She always played it during every show. And so that will be my salute, my tip of the hat to the summer of 1988. But before we go there, the next song is called I Lift My Lamp Beside the Golden Door. This is the theme song to a show called Lodge 49 that I have been a champion of ever since I discovered it a couple of days ago. No, I discovered it about a month ago. It's a fantastic show. And these songs that are coming up, starting with the title song, Lodge 49, some are in the show and some are things that were inspired by the show. So I hope you enjoy it. This is Andrew Carroll, the title theme to Lodge 49, I Lift My Lamp Beside the Golden Door.
Boys and girls, say hi to devils that waste their time and they fall when shoes don't fit them so well. Slip back pumps and lounges, it's where we go to cheer them on. Riders on the ride, won't you help me? It's crowded and bored with the pinstripe suits, degrees, admin, and personnel will wink. Got lips and tigers in the past.
Yeah.
right. That was The Replacements. Doing Left of the Dial from Tim. That was going out to one Lon Troyer in Chicago, Illinois, who was able to get through the special request line, which is better known as a private text, because the phones in this studio do not work. Before the Left of the Dial, we had Beulah doing Disco, the Secretary's Blues, from their debut album, Handsome Western States. If you've never heard Beulah, listen to them, particularly their early stuff. Handsome Western States is an amazingly fun album. Before that, Gomez doing the Beatles' Getting Better from Abandoned Shopping Trolley Hotline. Creedence Clearwater Revival, a weird one but so cool, it came out of the sky from the Willie and the Poor Boys album, I think 1969 or 1970. Another request, this one from Sister K1 of the Welcome Backups. That is Renaissance, main title theme from the White Lotus Season 2. You know, if you ever ask yourself, what would it be like if we gave psychedelics to Swiss yodelers and made them sing on a backup of electronic dance music? Now you have your answer. Before that, Strange Powers from Magnetic Field and Holiday. Stick to the Man, DeWolf from Rougarou. Stranger in Blue Suede Shoes, which some people understandably thought might have been Lou Reed, but was not, by Kevin Ayers. Started the whole thing off with Andrew Carroll, the theme from Lodge 49, I Lift My Lamp Beside the Golden Door. My name is Chris Gondek. Some of you know me as Gondo, class of 1990. This is So Your Pals Took Over WCFM the other day, and I am in the home stretch. 30 minutes left of airtime, and I'm looking at more than 30 minutes of music. So there might have to be some tough choices coming up in the next half hour. So I might as well get the... See, this is why I didn't turn mic 2 on. There is... All right, I'll turn mic 2 on now because they're just so much fun. The Welcome Backups have been enjoying themselves here. So news and weather, you know, the whole thing is it's now dark. So that means generally it's going to get colder. Rumor has it it's going to be low 30s, high 20s today. I want to take a moment and shout out and apologize to Lucia Wiggers, who was kind enough to send me a link to Williams College's own, like, weather station up in Hopkins Forest, which I have to say, given the microclimate, gives minute detail about what's going on here in the Village Beautiful. So much so that I don't think soil temperatures are really, you know, really a newsworthy matter this time. Don't say anything, James. oh, I know. I know that triggering thing. So the weather, basically clear, cool, tomorrow colder, low 20s, high 30s. I actually leave tomorrow, so I wish all of you here in the Berkshires have a lovely tomorrow and the rest of the time. As far as news goes, still the same, Mom. There's a basketball tournament going on, and we had breaking news. Our sports reporter in Wyomissing, Pennsylvania, Dr. Sonnen Menon, told me that KU was ahead of Arkansas by 1 point with some time left. This is the same Sonnen Menon who, when he was a student here, along with Don Trudeau, inadvertently called a game for Williams basketball with basically 15 seconds left that Williams went on to lose. We never remind him of this. anyway, on back to the music. What show is this? You know, I've been joking with the people around here that I'm not particularly introspective. But this, I think people will realize, has a particular resonance for our time here at Williams. And this segment is kind of songs that I think, if we're not on that show, probably should have been. Most of you, particularly those people who lived in Tri-Beta, will realize this, know this right off the bat. I hope you enjoy.
Once in every lifetime comes a love like this. Oh, I need you, you need me. Oh, my darling, can't you see? Young ones, darling, we're the young ones. We're young ones.
Shouldn't be afraid
to live, love. There's a song to be sung. Of course, we may not be the young ones very long.
but I know they must be crazy. They can't see their misfortune, or else they're just too lazy. Just we like ground zombie with my yellow chicken choice on. I ain't afraid of no tomcat, I'm gonna fill my guts with poison. I walk through the fire and I fly through the smoke. I wanna see my enemies on the end of my rope. I walk on pins and needles and I see what they can do. Walk on gilded splinters with the king of the Zulu singing.
Come, you naked, come, come. Walk on gilded splinters. Come, you naked, come, come. Walk on gilded splinters.
In my chalice, the pride begins to fade, and they all fear my malice. I put gree-gree on your doorstep, so soon you'll be in the gutter. I make your heart melt like butter, I say I can make you stutter. Sing it,
come, Bermuda Gilly, come, come. Walk on Gilly Splinters. Come, Bermuda Gilly, come, come. Walk on Gilly Splinters.
nothing to say, but what a day. How's your boy been? Nothing to do, it's up to you. I've got nothing to say, but it's okay.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Going to work, don't wanna go. Feeling low down. Heading for home, you start to roam. Then you're in town. Everybody knows there's nothing doing. Everything's closed, it's like a ruin. Everyone you see is half asleep. And you're on your own.
Stars doing the Beatles' Good Morning, Good Morning from the Easy Stars Lonely Hearts Dub Band, a full dub version of Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, which is an outstanding album, and I cannot recommend it too highly. Before that, Butch Walker and the Let's Go Out Tonights from the Coolest Songs in the World, Volume 8, Hot Girls in Good Moods, the one beer anthem I allowed myself on this show. Before that, you wouldn't believe it, that was Sonny and Cher doing I Walk on Gilded Splinters from their first really big hit, The Beat Goes On. It was pointed out that Cher did not use nearly the vibrato she has in her older career. But no, it was a fun song. When I first heard it, I was like, that's Sonny and Cher. So it got on the thing. 15 from UMI, from UMI's number 4 record. I think the title of the record's pretty self-explanatory. Love UMI. Love Tim Rogers. And spoiler alert, Tim Rogers is going to be the last song on this show. And I'll talk a little bit more about that when we get to it. Before him, Todd Rundgren doing Wolfman Jack from his, I think, 1972 album, Something Anything. And I chose this song because as I was going through DJ stuff like a couple of weeks ago, I was like, I wonder if anybody ever did anything about Wolfman Jack, thinking that the kids today don't know who Wolfman Jack was. And there was Todd Rundgren singing about Wolfman Jack. And I cut it. It's like, damn, this is good. So that's why that one made it. Rock and Roll High School from the Ramones from End of the Century. They need no explanation. I start the whole thing off with the Young Ones. Actually, the cast doing the Young Ones from Cliff Richard's song, The Young Ones, from the television show The Young Ones, a show that at one point I could probably recite from memory. But my memory's not what it was. My name's Chris Gondek, better known as Gondo, class of 1990, and we are in the home stretch, the last 10 minutes of the last show of the 2023 WCFM throwback show.
WCFM. Yeah.
Stay tuned for wrestling.
Yeah. yeah. So anyway, these next two songs, I've been doing really longer sets, but there's only going to be a 2-song set before I do the last one. And the background of this is back when we were doing the 80s, like the late 80s, occasionally I would do country shows with some people. And I you know Phil Cowling's out there listening to this. We would talk about country stuff. And there's some other DJs. There actually is a country show that we did briefly in 1989 that I have a digital version of. These are two songs. And I heard the first song, geez, like a year ago. And I laughed so hard at it. I said I had to keep it, although it's not really a funny country western song. But I had to match it up with like the song that goes perfectly with it. I think one of the all-time great country western songs. So we're going to start this off with Rhodes Scholar Chris Christopherson giving his opinion about what you should think about country music, and I hope you enjoy.
Thank you. lad, nearly 22. Neither good nor bad, just a kid like you. And now I'm lost, too late to pray. Lord, I paid the cost on the lost highway. Now, boys, don't start your rambling around on this road of sin, or you're sorrow bound. Take my advice, or you curse the day you started rolling down that lost highway.
That was the master. Hank Williams doing my favorite song, the Lost Highway. I think one of the different albums. More that Chris Christopherson song. I think it's 1972 album. It's a real thing.
Yeah. No, I'm not. Because I didn't have my thing on. Let me do this real quick one more time since it's dead air. So that was Lost Highway by Hank Williams and the Drifting Cowboys. Chris Christopherson doing If You Don't Like Hank Williams, Surreal Thing. Did a quick shout out to all the DJs who are on the Throwback Weekend. One more time, Don Trudeau, Teddy Agnos, sorry, Teddy. James Small, Ed and Lucia Wiggers, Kathy Ryan, Rebecca Matson, and Gina Coleman, and me, Chris Gondek, a.k.a. Gondo. Last song, my one thing of retrospective, the one album that is kind of a touchstone for me, this is from the 1999 album, What Rhymes with Cars and Girls. This is Tim Rogers and the Twin Set doing the songs they played as I drove away. Everybody listening out there, also thank you to Sasha Tucker, Isabel Kuh, and Caroline Hess, the current students behind WCFM. Thank you for all the work. Do you want to say what, Ed? And you know, the Williams Record is the finest print journalism on the Williams College campus. That's the beginning and the end of it. Anyway, as I said the last time, thanks to everybody out there. Thanks to Williams College. And my normal sign off, thanks very much. And I hope we pass.
Thanks, Chris. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.
You're very welcome. These things are these things are so much fun to do.
Never say never again.
Never say never again. All right, these are the songs that they played as I drove away. And all I can say is I always like to say thank you. And I
drove away. Send you
I drove away.